Welcome to Eva Talks, a weekly podcast about the law of attraction and more. Enjoy today's episode.
Good morning, everybody. Here is Eva Speaks again. Today's topic, as I promised you on my last podcast, will be about what to do when you unmask a covert narcissist. I know that we are at a period of huge transformation globally, and more people start to work on their consciousness to really understand what's their purpose, what we have to do on this planet Earth, and what are our talents, what actually we are as a naked truth. And for me, it's still discovery every day, more and more, because I am a student my whole life. And more I understand what happened to me in the past is really something hidden, what it's still not solved from your past. So listen carefully at this podcast, where I will give you some insights how you can unmask and what to do when you unmask a covert narcissist. Because narcissists are the kind of people that will live like parasites on one's energy and resources. And your energy is their food. And it can be also at your work. So be careful about it. Especially the people who look very nice to you, but they can be dangerous because they have usually hidden agendas. In a loving relationship, it's even worse. They simply thrive when they find people with low self-esteem or codependence or people with really somehow high sensitiveness or empathic people. That's why they can quite easy manipulate as they wish. And while covert narcissists will not manifest out and loud like the overt narcissists do, they are still narcissists and will act accordingly. And they can make you feel worthless so that you won't just accept their companionship, but will also think greatly about their persons. In order to protect yourself from all points of view, you need to know what to do once you unmask a covert narcissist. First, you will have to know how to recognize one, and secondly, you will have to know how to escape from their grip before it's too late. Because in my case, it was really too late. And I will talk about it the next time. It has to do with codependency, but this theme is about what to do when you unmask a covert narcissist. As what I told you, covert narcissists are the worst kind of narcissist because you don't see it in the beginning, and they will also not show it in the beginning. They pretend to be what they are not. If they are interested in making you the victim, I call it a victim because it's their target, maybe better said. They will pose as altruistic, very kind, and caregiving. And they will also show up that they care more about the others than they care about themselves. And they will quite often also play that they are the pleasers and the victims. They will tell you almost every day this. But we are dealing with a narcissist here, so these traits are all fake. So they will try to get what they need by creating a fake facade in front of people. They will also show that how altruistic they are. But then when you are privately with them, that they will show the opposite. How important for them is money and actually not a really abundant and loving life. And in their personal relationships, they really will hurt all their partners. And it's pathological behavior. And they also really never care about anything else but their own well-being. They will discard if they want to. Once you realize you have a relationship with a covert narcissist, do not be harsh with yourself. In spite of the beautiful mask they wore in the beginning, as I can improvise something, as on the carnival in Venice I've been the last time, in it has also such a beautiful history about wearing mask there, not to be recognized outside. It's actually similar with the covert narcissist. They will always come forth for who they really are at one point. This is when things will become very disturbing for you. You won't believe that person you thought to be kind and really benevolent is actually a selfish and self-centered person. So you need to avoid being harsh with yourself as narcissists thrive on this. The worst you will feel and the lower your self-esteem will be, the better the narcissist will feel. They also lie to get what they want because they are not able to get things if people would know who they really are. Thus, it's not for your fault that they are that way. You are a part of their games. Because I say he, but it can be also she, of course. So be calm and don't call it out. I know that my own, I call it failure, but without failures, we don't grow. Was that I expressed it, that I told that you are a narcissist. When you tell it, of course, it's the worst thing you can do. Because then attacking and really almost borderline attack will follow. So when you uncover a covert narcissist, the second best thing you can do, besides not beating yourself up, is to be calm and avoid calling it out, especially in public. For a narcissist, that's too much to lose, and he or she will use everything to make you look bad, to feeling bad, and even make you admit that you were the one that was wrong. Because you are the only one who is wrong. So bear in mind to be calm and not say anything about it. Find a way to escape without letting the narcissist know about your plan. If you do realize that you have a relationship with a narcissist, you will have to run away, but in a quiet manner. You will have to start thinking about an exit plan, but without allowing the narcissist to suspect anything. Behave in a normal manner and avoid any confrontations. It's very hard to win such a battle with a narcissist, as they are masters of manipulation. Plan your exit well and do your best to execute your plan in the same way. Try to keep your plan secret from a narcissist. If the covert narcissist will find out about your plan to terminate the relationship, he or she will do everything to discredit you and make you change your mind about it. And of course, if they know it already, as in my case, they will try to manipulate you to get you back somehow. But it's again only fake, only mask, only to get some energy and fuel back, because they live on the energy of others. And then the discard will be even worse. And they will leave you like a small puppet, like a trash, without any caring, not saying a word, and just like nothing happened, like life goes on, and only their own health is the most important what counts in the world. And yeah, it's what has been between you, yeah, they don't know. It's actually a problem. So create a protective barrier around you. And I know it's maybe easy, very easy to start as you can do, but it's somehow there are stages of that when you recognize more and more red flags. And you can also listen to my previous podcast about the red flags when you are in a toxic relationship, and when you recognize it, and when you don't feel happy, when you are not treated well, when you are really treated very, very badly, especially when you are discarded before something important in your life, as what me happened several times, that I've been discarded just in front of for me important occasions, and there were several, then you really have to choose for yourself. Because the core is also that if you don't choose for yourself, you are not choosing for caring yourself and your own sanity and your own self-love. And this was also my case, that it was a sign to work on myself even more. So once you execute your escape plan and the covert narcissist finds out about it, he or she will try to turn everything against you. They are highly passive, aggressive people who will use the power of words to hurt you or turn people against you. You need to be aware that you are dealing with a person that does not care about how you feel and will only try to make himself or herself come out untarnished from this process. I hope you enjoyed my today's podcast, and please give me comments, or you can also write me an email through my website, what inspires you and what would like you to hear in my next podcast, because I really would like to inspire you more and more with my podcast, and also to give you more knowledge about self-love, the law of attraction, relationships, and as well relationship to yourself. Have a great day, and I will speak to you next time. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for more Eva Talks.